Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The writer to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 2, offers us this wisdom, quote, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels," end quote. That's what our story today is about in Genesis 18. Abraham, sitting by his tent door, saw three strangers approaching. They are referred to as men, for that's how they appeared. But as they drew closer, Abraham recognized one of them. It was the Lord. The other two, it turns out, were angels. Bowing down, Abraham says, "My Lord, if I have now found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant." End quote. He provides water for washing their feet, the first reference to foot washing in the Bible, and arranges for what he calls, quote, "a morsel of bread that you may refresh your hearts," end quote. Actually, he orders up a full course meal, fresh baked bread and butter, tender beef and milk. After a reminder to the couple of their coming son, the two angels headed east from Hebron towards Sodom. Then we have an interesting aside. The Lord speaks. He doesn't appear to be speaking to the angels, and he wasn't speaking to Abraham. He was speaking about him. In fact, he seems to be speaking to us, the readers of this wonderful book. He asks, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him." That's Genesis 18, verses 17 and 18. This is key to our understanding of what follows. God will explain to Abraham his mission to look for any righteousness in Sodom before he destroys those wicked cities. In our next lesson, we will answer the question, in pleading with God, was Abraham trying to get him to change his mind? And do we change his mind when we pray? Now that is an important question.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.